to the courtroom for some gavel-banging action. First, the big spoofing trial of Jitesh Thakkar ended this week with a hung jury. Anticlimactic. A brief recap, Thakkar built the software system that flash-crashed culprit Navinder Sarau deployed for his trading, and at issue was whether Thakkar knew it'd be for spoofing and thus would be guilty of aiding and abetting Sarau. Now, 10 of 12 jurors voted for acquittal, which is a good indicator, but this thing is just going to kind of go on. As our courtroom contributor Tom Thompson said, the case will proceed until it doesn't anymore. Now, the second courtroom update is just plain funky. So the case against SIBO alleging the VIX is rigged is trudging along, but the representation for the plaintiffs is in question. One of the lawyers appointed to lead the complex litigation, appropriately named Kimberly Justice, I can't make this up, left the firm she was with when she was awarded the case, and now it's unclear if she can continue to represent the plaintiffs, despite, in the words of the judge, being awarded personal responsibility to perform the role of co-lead in the case. I'm sure there's some Sun Tzu quote about confusion among the enemy's ranks that'd be fitting for SIBO right now, but I just don't know it. Anywho, there's a new equity finance market coming to town called Delta One. The platform is designed specifically to allow market participants to more comfortably sit at the important, bustling intersection of stock lending, borrowing, and options markets. Now, besides the company of the same name, Delta One, Dynamex Trading is involved, and I'll just note that Dynamex is an affiliate of Group One. Now, one trading desk that ain't going to be making news anymore as it's getting cut out of existence is SocGen's proprietary trading subsidiary. That's part of a move by the bank to cut 1,600 jobs. Ugh. Now that it looks like the SACR-SEM bank capital calculation issue is creeping to a conclusion, the industry can focus on some of these other issues lurking in the hallways. To that end, SIFMA has proposed a strike listing committee to streamline those rules in tandem with the OCC, SEC, and the exchanges. Now, then there's Brexit. Spooky, spooky Brexit. Moving the deadline to Halloween? Really? Halloween? They're just asking for it. I've been having trouble ever since April Fool's Day telling if a story headline is real or not, and it all started with that dang Burger King announcement of a meatless Whopper, and I was all like, fake news, and it was indeed real. But on the upside, it's earnings season again, and we'll get another chance to peek at some books of these companies and evaluate whether or not there's an R word, rhymes with succession, on the horizon. Till next time.